State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Governor Snyder said aloud this week what much of the data has already shown. Michigan's school system is broken. One of the ideas to turn it around has been to increase the number of charter schools. Michigan is already one of the leading states in the country for charter schools, but some of the state's best charter schools are struggling to attract students. If you think of the best of what the charter school movement was meant to accomplish, you might think of a school a lot like University Prep Science and Math Middle School in Detroit. It's attached to the Michigan Science Center in Midtown. Students fill the hallway dressed in white shirts and khaki pants. The boys wear ties. Based on state testing, these are some of the top-performing students in Detroit. UPrep Science and Math CEO Margaret Trimmer-Hartley is eager to brag.
Not only do we do well on the data, we are the number one performing freestanding charter middle school in the state of Michigan.
So you might think UPrep Science and Math has a waiting list every year full of families who want to enroll their kids. Trimmer-Hartley says it's the opposite.
For the most part, we've adjusted our enrollment numbers, and we've adjusted them somewhat down over the past couple years because we didn't meet those more ambitious targets. So we still do struggle to recruit.
Over the past several years, Detroit has become one of the leading cities in the country for charter schools. Last year, 41% of all students in Detroit went to a charter school. That's the second highest percentage of any city in the country. In theory, these schools were going to compete for students based on the quality of education they provided. But Margaret Trimmer-Hartley says the reality is a little different.
There are all kinds of ways of luring kids and families to schools. Some of them are above board and some of them are not.
One of the gimmicks that's growing in popularity in Detroit, free gift cards to families that enroll. Trimmer-Hartley says UPrep is not above using gimmicks like this. It's just expected. But she believes other charter school operators are outspending her in marketing. This is one of the weaknesses in Michigan's wide-open policy on charter schools.
Choice can be a great lever for change and for providing more high-quality options for kids when the schools that are opening are of high caliber.
Amber Ariano is with the advocacy group Education Trust Midwest.
But when the legislature decided to lift the state cap on charter schools a couple years ago, they did not include any performance standards for who gets to expand here.
And in the absence of standards, Ariano says the poor-performing charter school operators are actually expanding more quickly than the high-performing ones. And since these schools still get their funding from the state, taxpayers are subsidizing the growth of these substandard schools. Not only that, but most of the charter school operators are taking home a profit in the deal.
In Michigan, we're an anomaly in the nation with over 80% of our charter schools operated by for-profit companies.
Gary Miron studies charter schools at Western Michigan University. According to his research, Michigan has the most for-profit charter schools of any state in the country, by a wide margin.
And I kind of resent the fact that some people are still referring to these massive national networks of charter schools as charter schools, because they go against the original idea, which was going to be small, innovative, locally run schools. That's not what we have today.
Miron has found that, on average, schools operated by for-profit companies are less likely to meet the federal standard of adequate yearly progress, but they tend to spend more money on marketing. That's made it difficult for smaller, locally run charter schools to compete, even when they can show better results for students. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.